This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. At a contentious House Judiciary Committee hearing, Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker says he has not interfered in any way in the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Whitaker says the probe's been allowed to continue without any meddling.
We have followed the special counsel's regulations to a T.
And that he has not spoken about it with President Trump. When Democrat Steve Cohen asked if he agrees with the president's characterization of the probe,
"Are you overseeing a witch hunt?"
Whitaker passed.
"It would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation."
The hearing was deeply personal, with Democrat Hakeem Jeffries questioning Whitaker's fitness for the job as a Trump loyalist.
"Who are you? Where did you come from? And how the heck did you become the head of the Department of Justice?"
And a Republican ranking member, Doug Collins, blasting the hearing as political theater.
"Dog and pony show. Let's get it out."
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Lawyers for longtime Donald Trump confidant Roger Stone argued Friday that a federal judge should not bar Stone from making public statements about his criminal case in the Russia investigation. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
Roger Stone's media appearances caught U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson's attention last week when she encouraged him not to treat his case like a book tour. So the judge is considering issuing a gag order in Stone's case to prevent any impact on potential jurors. But Stone's attorneys say such an order would infringe on his First Amendment rights to free speech. Stone was arrested in Florida last month and since then has made several talk show and media appearances attacking Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Shelley Antler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A fire at a training center of the Rio de Janeiro soccer club Flamengo killed 10 people and injured at least three others on Friday. AP correspondent Peter Prengeman reports the blaze is having worldwide emotional impact.
It burned through the dorms. We had a drone that flew over it. The complex is closed, but we had a drone that flew over it and showed it from above, and basically a big charred area. This is something that is just so important to people, soccer. And I think what's really important here is this is the dream of many young kids, particularly underprivileged youth, who grow up dreaming of becoming professional soccer players, getting to an academy like this, being selected. This is part of their dream to become professionals.
AP's Peter Prengeman. The case of Amazon founder and Washington Post publisher Jeff Bezos versus the National Enquirer has drawn the attention of federal prosecutors. AP's Warren Levinson reports from New York.
Jeff Bezos' allegation that the National Enquirer tried to blackmail him is being investigated by federal prosecutors in New York, according to two people familiar with the case. Just last December, the tabloid settled charges that it helped Donald Trump pay off two purported paramours and bury their stories. The parent company, AMI, agreed not to commit any more crimes. Bezos claims in an extraordinary essay that the Enquirer threatened to publish explicit material it had on him unless he dropped a probe of how the paper got its hands on intimate exchanges he'd had with his mistress. AMI issued a statement claiming it's been acting legally. The U.S. attorney has declined comment. Warren Levinson, New York.
The fiancé of Jamal Khashoggi has released the famed journalist's memoirs and hopes the U.N.'s recent report will have an international impact. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Hatice Cengiz has documented the legacy of her partner, the Washington Post columnist killed inside the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul by Saudi operatives last October. The book's release comes a day after a report by the New York Times claimed that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had told an aide he planned to use a bullet on Khashoggi, a critic of the prince, in 2017 if the journalist did not return to his homeland and halt his activism. That report also came the same day as the UN said its own evidence pointed to a murder perpetrated by Saudi officials. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan has said the killing was ordered at the highest level of Saudi leadership. But Riyadh continues to reject accusations that the Crown Prince was involved.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. And Albert Finney, one of the most respected and versatile actors of his generation and the star of films as diverse as Tom Jones and Skyfall, has died. Finney's family said that he passed away peacefully Thursday after a short illness. He was 82. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.